Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
It's just gone 11:30, and I'm very pleased that Matt Nelson from It Takes a City is back. Hello to you.
Hi, Alex. Good to see you.
It's lovely to see you. Now, was it about a year ago, or was it less than that?
Do you know what? I was just thinking, because it was another rainy day, and I think it was really early in this year.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah, it's because you were doing stuff then, of course.
Yeah.
And that was about the street storage, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
And we can maybe go visit that later.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what we want to focus on today is The Haven, which is the women-only overnight refuge. Mm-hmm. And it's just had its first anniversary of being open 1 year. And how's it going?
Well, that was back, I think, the actual first anniversary was sort of June.
Oh, okay.
It's going really well, actually. Just a few stats for you. In that first year, we supported 38 women. And the big takeaway from that, we've seen a definite drop in women actually rough sleeping in the city. The council do a count every year, and we can see that The Haven is definitely having an effect upon that. So we've just managed to find some funding for another year, to continue for another year, so that's brilliant. And perhaps we can talk about what it is we do there.
Yes.
And what our plans hopefully for the future are.
Yes, because you've just highlighted a big issue. Mm. You've just managed to get the funding for one more year, so it's never certain, these things, is it? So it can't be taken for granted. I think a lot of people assume that, oh yes, there's these refuge and people just go to them, and it's not how it works, is it?
No, it's not the kind of thing where you can turn around and say it's a statutory duty of anyone, and therefore we know we've got, you know, we can plan for years ahead. With a lot of charities like ours, you know, really we're hand to mouth often, and we're just grateful that we've managed to find that funding. The first year was actually always only going to be a pilot,
okay.
But that obviously was an opportunity for us to build up the evidence. You can see the good it's doing. You know, we had some amazing stories of some of the women that we've helped, so you could actually build up that body of evidence, and that's enabled us to get funding for another year. Now, we're hoping that we can continue it for many years to come, but that was a big win for us.
To hear that you've had a drop in people, women rough sleeping, is just such a lovely reassuring thing that you are doing the right thing. Not that I would ever think you weren't, but it's only open two nights a week, isn't it, and a Friday morning.
Yes.
Would that ever change?
Again, it's down to funding.
Yeah.
I mean, just to let you know the way it runs, we open on a Monday night and a Thursday night. So Monday night we open at 8 p.m, we close at 8 a.m. on the Tuesday, and then on the Thursday night we open at 8. We used to close at 8 a.m, but again, we found a little bit of funding that enables us to open for breakfast from 8 till 10:30 on the Friday morning. The main reason for that is we wanted our project worker, Claire, who runs the two nights a week, she was obviously taking some of the needs that those women have and then trying to make appointments for them to see other sort of organisations. Well, now what we can do on a Friday morning is, rather than us trying to make those appointments, they can do that themselves. So we have people from the housing benefits team coming in, health workers. So again, it's all down to funding. Ideally, we would love to be open seven nights a week.
Yeah,
it's probably a need for it. I mean, just to let the listeners know, we work with women that we call vulnerable. So some of those are currently rough sleeping. But what we've found over this year is, even though in coming to us, it's all about building up a trusted person model, and that takes time. If you're suspicious of authority of any kind, and you experience as being, you know, you've been walked up the hill and then kicked back down again. So Claire and the volunteers that work with us, it's all about building up that trust with those women. And some of them have moved on into either next stage accommodation, or some of them have even got local authority or housing association tenancies. But what we found is they keep coming back to The Haven because they might feel lonely. You know, they've had that sense of community, both with other women that are homeless, but also with the volunteers and just the atmosphere that we create at The Haven.
Yeah, it's a big step, isn't it? If you're used to that and you have people around you, and it's something to be celebrated that you've been given somewhere to live. But then, you know, you shut that door and then you're there on your own. And sometimes, you know, that can lead to your thoughts of thinking, oh, I'll just go down and see the people that may not be the best people to be seeing. And so you can see why you'd like a community place that you could go and just feel comfortable and not have to explain yourself.
We always say that, you know, a front door is just the first step. I mean, I think I spoke before about my previous experience of homelessness, and exactly how you've said, you've got that front door, and even though some of those people you've been associating with might not be best for you and the best people to hang around with, they are your community. But also, we certainly find amongst women experiencing homelessness, whether that's sofa surfing or on the streets, is they do look out for each other. And suddenly you've shut yourself behind that front door, and that support network can go. Well, the haven is an opportunity to continue maintaining those relationships. And also, I mean, Claire, who runs the project for us, you know, she's a trusted person. She will often encourage, you know, those women coming in to access various services, you know. Claire did ask me to sort of mention, you know, that as in all walks of life at the moment, the biggest gap is mental health support.
Yeah.
So, you know, that is something that we often find, you know, if you didn't have a mental health issue before you went on the streets, you certainly will develop one. So that's a real gap. And I think the haven just provides that hand on the shoulder, you know, and that.
And knowing what's out there and knowing how to get it. Because sometimes you think, you hear all this stuff, don't you, in the media about you can't get an appointment, a GP appointment, you can't get this. And that's probably true a bit, but if it's needed, there is definitely services there for you, isn't there? And I noticed it's only for 10 women at a night. So, you know, though you've helped 38, you are expecting people to move on, and you're helping them to move on, aren't you? It's not that, oh, yeah, here then, and that's it. We, you know, nobody else can come in.
No, there are nights. I mean, obviously, as the winter's coming on, we probably will find nights when we're at capacity. I mean, some women will come in for the whole night. Other women might come in for the first part of the night, you know, to get something to eat, do their washing, a bit of company. We have other women coming in that probably are rough sleeping at the moment, might come in at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. We should say as well that we have a professional female security guard there all night as well. That's mainly just to protect the property. We don't often get problems with the women themselves coming in, but it's just to make the women feel safe that if there were a problem.
And there's sometimes reasons why they've had to become homeless that might be people coming around that they don't want to come near.
Exactly, you know. Exactly.
And no, it sounds absolutely brilliant what you're doing. Is there anywhere, if people are interested in either volunteering or maybe donating, how do they do that?
Yeah, well, Claire did ask me to say the stuff that we're looking for at the moment. Okay. So if anybody wants to donate new underwear, bras, in particular sports bras, all small sizes, please. We're always looking for hats, scarves, coats, that sort of winter stuff. Wellies, Wellington boots, if you've got any, and sleeping bags. And as you say, when it comes to volunteering, we're mainly looking for volunteers to either help us from about 8 p.m. till 11 on the two nights we're open, or if you can come in on the Friday morning to help prepare breakfasts, that's from 8 till about 10:30. Easiest thing to do is go and look at our website. So if you go to ittakesacity.org.uk and you can follow the links there, Perfect. You'll soon find the information you need.
Yeah, thank you. And if people are wanting to donate, these need to be all new items, don't they? Certainly the underwear.
Obviously the underwear. But when it comes to coats and things like that, hoodies, you know, tracksuit bottoms, we're asking for small because often the women
yes,
are
of course,
small.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
We will take pre-loved, you know, as long as they're in good condition. And
and that's the thing. It's not things that you've got a big hole in and a big stain and you think, oh, well, I'm going to chuck that out. Oh, they'll want that because there's no good for that, is there? So, coats, hats and gloves and things, I feel like sometimes you accumulate all these and then you don't need all of those. So some of those could be...
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. And again, go to the website and that will tell you where those are.
ittakesacity.org.uk.
Okay. Yeah. Now, also, though, we want to talk about is the Streets Support Cambridgeshire.
Yeah.
Could you give us a bit more of an idea about this? There's a website...
Yeah, it's a very simple idea, and we've been managing the information on it for about 5 years. It's part of a growing nationwide network, about 33 cities now, and the idea behind it is it's a website that contains, I checked this morning, it's over 500 offers of help in Cambridgeshire, but mainly Cambridge focused, and that's 129 organisations. So the easiest way to put it is, if you're concerned about someone on the streets or somebody sofa surfing, it's just a way of having information in your hand. So those offers of help are broken down into things like food, someone might be hungry, clothing and personal items, how you find health support and care, but also the home page of that website contains the contact details for the City Council Street Outreach Team and their housing advice service. So if you need to make contact, that information is on the home page. So it's a simple address. It's streetsupport.net/Cambridgeshire. Save it to your phone today and you're not going to feel kind of helpless in that moment.
And that's for anyone that might come across a need, but equally if you see somebody that you think they're a little bit worried about, you've seen them there, you haven't seen them there before, or you do know that they currently, yeah, often people that have been a while, you probably, the services probably are aware of them, but if there's somebody that suddenly appears and you think,
exactly,
you know, you don't have to necessarily do anything yourself, you can contact there, can't you, and the local services will be able to help, or you get chatting to them and they say, well, I've got a problem with this, then you know that you can give them immediate help.
That's the important thing, Alex. We always say to people, just say hello to, yes, someone on the streets. Yes. You haven't got to engage in a life-changing conversation, but even just, you may be the 1,000th person that's walked by and the first 999 have ignored them. Just say hello, and then start the conversation from there. And then you can ask, do you need help? Look, I might be able to get some help for you. But don't feel helpless in that moment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you. That's very wise advice and also brilliant. And I love what you do. Thank you very much for doing it. That's Matt Nelson and It Takes a City. And we'll be talking to you again, I'm sure, as we come into the winter.
Yeah. Cambridge Radio.